From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow next week. He will go there to talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin about Russia's troop withdrawal from Syria and the prospects for peace in that country. News of the trip came as Syrian peace talks continued for a second day in Geneva. Also Tuesday, the first Russian military personnel returned from Syria. Enthusiastic crowds greeted three Russian fighter planes that landed at an airbase in the southern part of the country. Human rights investigators are urging mediators at UN-mediated talks to ensure the justice for victims of the war as part of the settlement. Lisa Schlein reports.
Commission Chairman Paolo Pinheiro says the ever-escalating violence has killed more than 250,000 people and forced more than 5 million to flee to other countries in fear of their lives.
The survivors of this brutal war are the maimed, the displaced, the women and girls who endure sexual violence. No corner of the country has been left unskated.
Pinheiro says he is heartened by the cessation of hostilities agreement, which has brought down the level of fighting in the country and made the resumption of peace talks possible. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
South Sudan is cutting the number of staff at its embassies around the world, that because of economic troubles stemming from the country's two-year civil war. The White House in Washington announced changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba Tuesday. The changes open up educational travel to Cuba for individual Americans, allows Cubans working in the United States to earn salaries, and reduces trade and financial barriers to improve business ties between the two countries. Changes come just ahead of a trip to Cuba next week by President Obama. This is VOA News. Presidential nominating contests are underway Tuesday in five U.S. states. The frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, hope to move closer to winning their party's nominations. Here are some of today's voters.
I voted for Kasich. Actually, I am going to vote for Hillary. But I figure I'll vote for Kasich to keep Trump from taking Ohio.
I don't think Donald Trump is attracting the kind of people that will make us for a good country.
I support both Bernie and Hillary. Personally, my feelings align more for Bernie, but whichever one wins, I'm one of those people that will support both of them.
The key Republican primary elections are in the states of Florida and Ohio, where the winner will take all of the state's delegates to the party's national nominating conventions in July. In three other contests, in Illinois, Missouri, and North Carolina, the delegates will be apportioned according to the vote counts. The United Nations says it has stopped working with disgraced tennis player Maria Sharapova, who last week admitted to testing positive for a banned substance. The New York-based UN Development Program said Tuesday it was suspending Sharapova, who worked as a goodwill ambassador, until the outcome of an investigation into her case. Assistant U.S. Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasia Victoria Nuland told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Tuesday Ukraine's greatest challenge remains the Russian occupation of the Crimean Peninsula and the restoration of sovereignty in the eastern Donbas region. Nuland says the Minsk agreements remain the best hope for peace in eastern Ukraine. She said Ukraine's government must come together behind a reform program that can deliver clean governance, justice, and an end to backroom political deals. Police in the Belgian capital Brussels say one person was found dead during an anti-terrorist raid Tuesday. Four police officers were wounded when shots rang out during the raid on an apartment in the suburb of Forest. Police found a body after they stormed the apartment. French Interior Minister told French police, said that French police took part in the raid, which was linked to the November 13th attacks in Paris. Myanmar's parliament has voted to elect Htin Kya as the country's next president. He is a close confidant of NLD party leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The United States says a top Islamic State commander known as Omar the Chechen has died from injuries he suffered a week ago when an American airstrike targeted him in Syria. Tarkan Batirashvili had a reputation as being one of the Islamic State group's most capable commanders. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.